This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Brother Mostafa. On this show, we discuss Islamic ethics and morality and what steps we can take towards reaching God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the steps that I've talked about is correcting our understanding, is correcting our thoughts and way of thinking. One of the most important steps and ways and things that we can do is to correct our understanding of Tawheed. Tawheed means, you know, it's normally translated as monotheism or a belief in the oneness of God. And it's unfortunately in today, in the era that we're living in, it's one of the most important topics that a lot of us unfortunately don't always pay attention to. You know, one of the scholars that I was listening to, he was saying that in a lot of the youth today, not only in the youth, in a lot of people, if we could only correct their way of thinking about Tawheed, so many other things will correct themselves, right? So what does it mean really when we're talking about Tawheed or monotheism? This is the, you know, a lot of, for example, the questions that we hear, for example, you know, why did, for example, Allah create this world? What is the purpose of this world? These are all questions related to Tawheed. They're all related to understanding that oneness of God. Before I really, you know, talk more about specifically about, you know, what is Tawheed and monotheism, a big part of that is, of course, is purifying ourselves and our heart, right? When we purify ourselves, one of the biggest steps that we can take towards understanding God, one of the barriers that comes in the way is, unfortunately, it's our own sins. When we are committing sins, you know, we are then many times looking for excuses or ways or justifications for committing those sins. And what does, you know, our mind, or what does, you know, Satan, what does he do? He attacks our way of thinking about God. He makes us question our life and our purpose and why we are here. And many times, you know, we feel that, you know, we can't find answers to these questions. And it becomes, for example, a justification to continue to commit those sins. So the step that's directly related to understanding monotheism, it's to stop committing sins, right? When we stop committing sins, it allows us to really, first of all, it frees up your time, it frees up your mind, and allows you to truly focus on what you want. Much of our time and focus, unfortunately, is sometimes spent on committing sins. And what you realize is when you stop committing those sins, you will start receiving, you know, that light from God, that guidance from God. God says in the Holy Quran that He will not guide, you know, the oppressors. And sometimes we think that this is maybe referring to the enemies of God, you know, it's referring to those disbelievers that God is saying He won't guide them. When in reality, this verse applies not only to those people, but it also applies to those people who believe in God. Then even when you're receiving God's guidance, we may end up ignoring it, right? So one of the critical steps that you can take in understanding God and monotheism is to stop committing sins. And this will help you to purify yourself and to start receiving that guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we all very much are in need of. God says that He is the guide, that He takes this responsibility upon Himself. He says that if you act upon what I say in the Quran, then I will guide you. What more can we want in life other than getting that direct guidance and the direct knowledge from God Himself in our lives, where He protects us, where He saves us, and where He impacts and influences even our way of thinking? We have to go for a quick break, and once we're back, we'll continue talking about this very important topic.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you need to me. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.
When we're talking about understanding Tawheed or monotheism, what we're really talking about is understanding reality, right? We're talking about understanding existence. Because all of existence itself is a manifestation of God's attributes. It is directly related to God himself. God says that he is closer to us than our jugular veins in the Holy Quran. One of the interpretations or understandings of these verses is that he is part of, in a way, he is manifesting himself through existence, right? Today's questions that many people have are very much related to philosophy. And the topic of philosophy is existence and its relationship with God. And to sort of drive this point in or emphasize this point in even more, there's a small anecdotal, you know, story about a person that wakes up on a ship one day. And he's completely lost all of his memory. You know, he wakes up on the ship in a room. You know, he comes out of the room onto the ship and he's on the board of the ship and he sees there's, you know, he's in the ship is in the middle of the sea and there's different people on this boat. You know, he sees a bunch of people playing games and then suddenly he sees that, you know, a force pulls a person off the ship and drops them into the sea. And he sees people suddenly getting worried. He sees suddenly people crying for this person, but then they go back to playing their games. So he goes up to someone and he says, you know, hey, you know, where are we right now? What's going on here? You know, what's the ship? Who am I? What are we doing here? And these people, they kind of look at him and they say, you know, don't worry about those things. Why don't you just come and play these games that we're playing, right? So, of course, this analogy or the story is very much related to us, right? Sometimes we're, you know, this ship is this world, and the games that people are playing are the games that we play in this world. Those could be the games of politics, those could be the games that we, of our jobs and our daily lives. And we don't necessarily spend time thinking about those people that are being pulled out of this world, those people that are dying. Our worry and our, you know, we should be worried about understanding about, you know, where we're from, where we are, and where we're going. Imam Ali even says this in one of his sayings. He says, you know, may God's mercy be upon the person who knows where he's from, where he is, and where he will be going. So understanding, you know, and connecting to God is very, very closely related to our understanding of these sort of three aspects and understanding our life. And this requires time. This requires purification. This requires us to have a good routine and consistency in our life. And it definitely requires us to not be committing sins. When we're committing sins, then we are playing those games and we are unable to then focus on these questions. Spirituality, Islamic spirituality, leads to self-realization and realization of God. For example, that comes from another saying, a very famous narration that we have, is that the one who understands him or herself will come to know God. So monotheism and tawheed are directly related to every aspect of our life. They're related to understanding ourselves, and it's related to understanding our existence and why we are here. I hope this was an episode which allowed you to sort of think and ponder. I don't necessarily feel like I should be giving all the answers on my own understanding. I feel this is a journey that all of us have to take ourselves, that we have to spend time pondering and thinking about these things. So please pray for me and yourself for guidance and May Allah help us in truly understanding Him and ourselves. Thank you so much for listening. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, He knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, He knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, He knows. Every thought I have and every word I share,